This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today we have Terry Tenseth and her interview with a Detroit-born, New York-based musician called Bitch. Trained in classical violin and educated in acting, this artist has created her own record label and has released her own albums with tracks that use electric violin, ukulele, and keyboard. She has also produced an album for her idol, Farron, a critically acclaimed poet and musician.
Hey, I'm Bitch. I'm a violinist, a poet, a performer, a musician, and a walking one-woman theater.
Okay, I know the answer to this, but not everybody knows the answer to this. Why the name Bitch?
I chose the name Bitch as a feminist response to that word being used to keep awesome, confident women down.
Okay.
And I do joke that it's a, you know, it's a moving piece of performance art.
Do you ever get tired of it, or is it just like... Is it so such a part of you now that you don't?
It's definitely. I don't even think about it, but I have been noticing. I think maybe with the swing, with the Christian right and everything, I've been noticing people are having a harder time with it.
Okay.
So that part I get sick of because, you know, it's just a joke.
Right. I'm taking it too seriously. I can see that. Your music was featured in the movie Short Bus, which we showed here in Winona.
Oh, good.
1201 for Fringe Friday. Now, how did you become involved with the film?
I auditioned for it.
So you were acting in it as
yes,
well, right?
Yes. I primarily acted in it. I did. None of my songs, per se, are in the film, although I worked on the soundtrack a bit with the director and stuff. I heard that John Mitchell was working on this film that was very progressive and was using sex as in a new, very human way.
Okay.
In storytelling and movie making, etc. And he had no gay women yet in the film. And so I went and auditioned.
Great. That's awesome. You're like, no, right?
Exactly.
And so you got to use your acting school.
Yes.
Stuff.
Yes.
So you get to prove to anybody, hey, it paid off. I'm in that film. That's awesome, right?
That's true. It's funny because when I left theater school years ago to make my own theater, which is what Bitch and Animal was, I always said I graduated theater school with honors and everything, but I didn't like the whole power structure of having to audition for things. And I went on one audition when I graduated college, and I was like, F this. I said, I will be in something when they come to me. So that was the closest thing. I mean, John knew my work and stuff like that. It wasn't like I was standing in some humiliating line, you know, for 6 hours and, you know.
I've seen those lines. They're not pretty. How did the film affect your career?
I don't know.
No, no. Maybe you'll find out some. Well, did it change you, per se, and how you present yourself after you did that experience at all? Or, like...
Mm. I guess so. Yeah, it definitely opened my mind to, I mean, coming from a theater background, I wasn't trained at all in the film world because I was training to be a theater actor. So it definitely expanded my mind of those two mediums and as a really fun way to also express yourself. So I'm definitely interested in the film world, of course, and have been on other film projects and excited to do some more acting. So maybe, yeah, that was part of opening that door.
Cool. That's nice that you were able to do that, you know, and see that. And now you're working on a film. So
yeah,
it all lends itself very nicely, doesn't it? Out of all the instruments you perform, because you have quite a few there, which one do you have the most complex relationship with, good or bad?
The violin, absolutely. I've been playing it since I was 4, and so anything you've been doing habitually since you were 4 always comes with baggage and an intense love and lots of weight.
I had read somewhere on your website that it was hard to feel free with the instrument at one point. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. I, like most kids that started playing the violin, first of all, it came from me. It was my inspiration that wanted to play it. But like a lot of kids who, you know, express that or are going to, I was tracked in a classical way. So I studied classical music for 14 years until I left high school. And I love classical music, and it taught me so much and gave me really awesome skills. And when you're so habitual about reading music, it's really hard to look away from the music mm-hmm. and play from your heart, which is something I was absolutely not trained to do, and I had to train myself.
That's kind of, like, frightening, if you think
yeah.
about it.
Yeah. Very, also really exciting, you know? I started feeling liberated about just playing one note, you know, over and over again, and not trying to, you know, just playing something beautiful instead of something hard.
And you did leave it for a while, like a couple
yeah,
of years.
Yeah, I left it for a couple of years.
Back.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Great. I guess it needed to happen, and I left it while I was in acting school, and then kind of came back to it during an acting experiment, actually, with one of my teachers. And then I also quite quickly after that met Animal, who was also a student at my school, and we started playing together, and then she encouraged me to go down to the Old Town School of Folk Music, and I signed up for a few lessons in fiddling. The guy there who took me in as a student said, oh, you've got to study with this guy Andrew, because he's also came from a very serious classical background, and now he plays folk music and fiddles, and he's amazing. So that was Andrew Bird, who would later be one of my label mates and a huge, you know, inspiration to me. And yeah, it all kind of grew from there.
That's pretty cool. So you really, really came into your solo career like in 2008, right? And you started producing?
2006, I released my first solo record.
Okay.
Actually, I released another one in 2005, something I call the B-sides, which was something I just made while I was working on my big solo first solo record, which came out on Kill Rock Stars in 2006. And then in 2008, I launched my own record label.
That's right. And then you were producing Farron.
Yes. I produced a record of Farron, of her singing my favorite Farron songs, and got all sorts of amazing artists to collaborate on it and to lend tracks, etc. And I also put out a record of my band at the time, Bitch and the Exciting Conclusion. Both of those were the first records I put out on Short Story Records. So Farron was Short Story number one. The Bitch and the Exciting Conclusion EP was Short Story number two. And now Blasted, which I released last year, is Short Story number three.
Wow.
Yeah, and that one I produced. Farron was my first record that I produced totally on my own, and then I did that again with my own songs, and that is Blasted.
Now, you did collaborate with a bunch of people on that Farron album, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like Annie DeFranco.
Yep, she played on one of the songs, yep, both the women from the Indigo Girls, J.D. Samson from La Tigra and Men, Goddess and She. Awesome, a bunch of awesome people.
What was that like trying to get everybody to...
Oh, it was so fun. It was such a lesson for me, and it wasn't, and a lot of it was just long distance or over the phone or, you know, just working everybody's busy schedules, but there's so many people that are affected by Farron's music so profoundly that people just were so excited about the project and jumped at the opportunity to play on one of her songs.
See, that's what helps, is if somebody's passionate about it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not like you're pulling people's teeth.
Exactly.
At that point to get on the
yeah,
family,
as soon as I mention it to Ani, she's like, girl on a road. I want girl on a road. You know? That's like her favorite song is my favorite song. You know, I mean, it's, yeah, people were into it.
That's very helpful. You've lived in Detroit, Chicago, stayed in Alaska, currently reside in Brooklyn.
Alaska?
Yeah, I saw
I've
Alaska.
Never even been to Alaska.
Oh, Alaska on that thing. Or did I write that down?
Oh, where? Where are we reading?
Mission inclusion in the
experience. Oh, that's right. That's right. We lied.
It's out.
We made up that bio as our band's story.
Watch out, I troll everything.
That's funny. I've never even been to Alaska, and I just totally incriminated myself. Funny. Okay, yes, but Chicago, Detroit, New York are all right.
Which one's been at the biggest influence on your life? I mean, I know Detroit, yeah, you grew up in that area, but, you know, outside of that.
Hard to measure that stuff. You know, Detroit's my hometown. Right. I definitely feel a sense of that is where I come from. But I'm also a landless child of immigrants. I don't, like, ever really feel that connected to where I'm living. New York has been a huge influence, I guess. I'm sure. That's where I've lived my entire adult life, 14 years. I'd say it's definitely, yeah, probably been the biggest.
Cool. What do you want people to take away from your music? Like,
if there's one thing you can take away,
what would it be?
Total heart-bursting inspiration. I love when people come up to me after my shows and say, I've got to go home and write all night. That kind of stuff. When people get super inspired by my work to go do their own. That's what I want.
When you're on the stage, what's your favorite thing like that you're doing? Like when you get in that moment, what's the feeling? What is your heart telling you? What is your head telling you?
During my favorite moment on stage, that I guess we're all here together experiencing this kind of almost like a seance that I'm conducting.
That's a good way to put it. Hey, obviously, there's a difference between performing live and then recording, right?
Yes.
So do you find recording tedious, like it's kind of like a jail cell, or do you find it actually kind of freeing?
I find it very freeing, and it can be very tedious. Sometimes I notice myself resisting the idea of sitting down to record because I know what's involved and how much work would be ahead of me, that kind of thing. So I find it both tedious and totally freeing and magical. I love nothing more than to think, okay, I've got 3 months to just sit here and make something. I love that idea.
So for you, it's really more about the process and the end product, I take it, from just being in the moment, kind of? Or how do you feel about process versus product?
With recording, yeah, I mean, geez. It's so, sometimes you have to take your head up out of the hole and think, okay, well, what is this thing? You know, is anybody going to like this, or is this my, you know, 4 a.m. You know, you're constantly having to challenge yourself with perspective because you get so deep into things, little details, etc., that every now and then, yeah, you have to poke your head out of the sand and look at the thing and try to have a fresh eye or a fresh ear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, there's been things that I look at, I'm like, yeah, that's passable. And then like 10 days later, I'm like,
what was I thinking? Yeah, I always think space is a really good thing to build into any recording project. So you do have that time to walk away and then come back to it and look at it. I've always really benefited from that.
What are the songs that we don't hear? What ends up happening to them? Do you still like keep them in the memory bank somewhere?
Yes.
Or maybe fish them out later? Or?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, there are some songs that I wrote 10 years ago that I've still never recorded, but every now and then they pop up in my brain. I'm like, oh, I got to do that sometime, you know? Or certain songs that didn't make it onto a certain record that, you know, I probably wrote in. I know there's one I'm thinking of right now that I recorded for Make This Break This, which was my first solo album on Kill Rock Stars, and it just didn't make it onto that record, and then for some reason hasn't made it onto another one yet. But definitely ones that I'm like, ooh, I want to go back and work on that a little. And then one that I'm going to play tonight is something I've been carrying around in my head for 10 years. It's always just been this melody, little phrase, and finally I've turned it into a song.
Your mom's a tap dance instructor. She's still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, amazing.
Great. My English mom is still tap dancing.
That's pretty
awesome. At 70. She just turned 70.
She's probably in great shape, though.
Yeah.
Incredible. Did she come out and see you sometimes?
Yep.
Okay.
Any shows I'm doing in Michigan, she's always there. She's very supportive. Total stage mother. Wishes I wouldn't use the word bitch. You know.
How often do you hear that?
Oh, from her? A
yeah.
lot. It should be a nicer name. You're very nice.
You can call yourself bitch, right?
She's English.
That's great. But you got a supportive family then and all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
So in 15 years, where do you think you'll be still doing this?
Ooh, 15 years. Where will I be? Hold on. Calculating. Definitely in some woods, probably stepping outside into the nature to get a fresh perspective on something I'm working on in my studio, in my home studio. I hope to be very relaxed and working on great, great creative projects.
You know, if there's somebody who is facing adversity, right?
Yeah.
Or they need an outlet, what would your suggestion to them? Because I feel like, you know, sometimes when I was a great home, but it's still small in some aspects.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Need an outlet in what kind of way? A creative outlet?
Outlet.
I definitely think everybody can benefit from writing and telling their own stories. I think we tend to, we live in such a culture of self-loathing that we tend to think that our stories aren't important and aren't interesting to people. And I think that if they're facing adversity, you know, they can find a lot of healing in writing their own stories because other stuff comes out, you know, how they're, which ways they're actually being repressed and which ways they're just repressing themselves. And so I'd say to write.
Cool. Well, thank you for taking time out.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for this.
Yeah, no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage, Bitch. Thank you. Thank you so much. Nice to be here, Winona. I love your weird little town. I just feasted on apples that were the size of brains from your co-op. Thank you. All right, here's a love song to start the evening. A love song. Excuse me, to continue the evening. Goes out to you, Ed. I watch which parts of your body twitch to sleep, and you are the muscle that's been waiting for me. I walk the gravel path, and you are my half that makes me laugh. You met me on my trail of tears, cleared that right up, and winter was cold and all bundled up. It tested me and tasted me and treated me and took me to your love. Indian blood, all in this mud. Indian blood, all in this mud. Indian blood, all in this mud. Stretch through your veins and my melancholy tames my feasts and feasts my folly. You're my jack and I'm your jolly. Suck me off and always call me yours. Call me yours. Indian blood, all in this mud. Indian blood, all in this mud. I'll still take more of this in front of me if I can. Oh, Winona. Oh, you and your complicated river. Speaking of complicated, this is a song I wrote about a car crash that was actually a metaphor for a love crash. Okay? I was in the middle of a polyamorous nightmare. I hope you can all relate. I actually hope you, none of you can relate. Oh. How do I feel? It's funny you should ask. I stop looking, then just crashed. And everything shattered, including the light, 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 light. Well, much of her mattered and nothing was right, right, right. Everything shattered, including the light, 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 light. Much ever mattered, and nothing was right, 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 right. Everything shattered, including the light, 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 light. Much ever mattered, and nothing was right, 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 right. Everything shattered, including the light, 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 light. Much ever mattered, and nothing was right, right, right. Shattered, including the light, light, light. Much ever mattered, and nothing was right, 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 right. Everything shattered, including the light, 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 light. Much ever mattered, nothing, oh nothing, oh nothing was right, right. Can I get more bass, please? Like a lot more. Thank you. No coincidence today was the day she breezed in. Reality didn't catch me instead got smashed in all over the intersection with our love note last. I stopped looking and then just crashed. I stopped looking and then just crashed. What was that? Was that me? What was that? Was that me? What just hit me like a ton? Just when you think you're done being shown. Just when you think you're done being shown. Just when you think you're done being shown. I know one segment for me and three behind would still be flying at 65. But something just hit me like if it should have been, but it should have been me in your eyes. Well, it should have been me in your eyes. Wanna go down on you, drive my fingers round on you. Open four lanes wide with you, get high with you, just lie with you. Roll down the road with you, space grows with you. Get high with you, just lie with you, get high with you, just lie with you. Put your hands on my wheel. Ask me how I feel. I'll space out, no doubt. Gotta work that one out. I can't find it without collision. Your scene was blocked from your vision. I am wrapped up in my van. I am wrapped up in my van. That'll put her on the line. I take it as a sign. Some louder to happen. New roads to be mapping. I'll give you light where you give light. I'll give you weight where you give weight. When you scream, I didn't have time to hit the brakes. You snap your head around and make sure I'm okay. Grab the registration, see who has to pay. I'm a hazard. It's blinking, fragmented mess. My house is a wreck. My love's an insect. All I could do is reflect. Cause everything shattered, including the light. Much ever mattered and nothing was right. Everything shattered, including the light. Much ever mattered and nothing. Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing was right. I'm holding on to this wheel like it's the hardest thing I feel. Like highways to the markers, I can scratch on my correction, but like it's a major road, I can drive into protection with. I dream on all the downhills. I miss the wish, I hold the fills. I dress it up and call it no frills. My bones are jerked around and it kills. My bones are jerked around and my bones are jerked around and it kills. I wanna blow this up, make it last. I wanna see how hard it will smash. I wanna bang forces, metamorphosis, 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 metamorphosis. I wanna rub my skin up and down, not head trip around and around. I wanna rub my skin up and down, not head trip around and around. I wanna make songs like they're a forceful feel, like a call on you. You come singing real, like a call on serenity. She come up from the ditch saying, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need, my bitch? Like a fiery, fierceful field, I'll just kick back while you take the wheel. We'll call out to where the songs come in around this pain in the ass accident. They hover above, just like our love. They hover above, just like our love. They hover above, just like our love. Well, I just wrecked and I got decked. All I could do is reflect. Cause everything shattered, including the light. Much of her mattered and nothing was right. Everything shattered, including the light. Much of her mattered and nothing. Oh, nothing. Oh, nothing was right, right. Thank you. You talk me around about how love is bound, then you tie me up in tongues, you chew for the taking. I can lick, licking and suck, sucking it right on down to the muck. We're dug up in catastrophes there, and crashings there, and every password we're hashings there, and she was there, and we were there, and I looked down and my heart was bare, and I screamed into the breaks, and this is how it makes love to you, love to you, love to you, love to you. We'll forget about all of that crap, because this is just scrap, this is just scrap, this is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the intersection making noise. This is just scrap metal on the inter, scrap metal on the inter, scrap metal on the intersection making noise, 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 making noise. Thank you. I'd like to welcome my friend Alligator to the stage, everybody. Alligator. She just came out of the river. She's been eating people. Okay, so watch out. This goes out to people eaters, which I have formally identified as. Okay, hit it, Alligator. Here we go. People eaters, beware. Thanks. This is a new song. Came right out of a dark, dark winter in Brooklyn this last winter. I am in the sixth week of a six-week tour right now. And I just came from the West Coast, which I'm happy to report. People actually recycle. This song is called, Oh, Packaging. This is the rock and roll ukulele right here. Right here on my boobs. You think this instrument is coming from my chin? It's not. Okay. All right, Ed. Everyone quiet down now. This is a solo ukulele number. Again, I call this, oh, packaging. You came to me in a mail, in a box. You said, let's say which way your mouth talks. You were my plastic friend, you were my women men. You stuck to me till the end, and I stuck to old packaging. You are the bane of me. Somehow you made me old packaging. Tried to break building blocks, put up the doors, you hung on the locks, you hung your sign open as soon as I knocked. You shut on me too, and I shut you. Identity, you are the bane of me. Somehow you named me identity. Gold goes up, the silver goes down. There's no way to make your paperweight pounds. It's all based on nothing but human belief and loose ground. What a relief. Oh, money, you are the bane of me. Somehow you paid me. Oh, money. Filled with kids, the subways all smelled like piss. There's nowhere to pee. It's not you and me, but it's me and you. Oh, city, you are the bane of me. Somehow you claimed me. Oh, city. Oh, packaging, you are the bane of me. Somehow you made me. Oh, packaging. Thank you. Friday night, Winona. I've been living in New York City for the last 14 years, and it's a crazy place to live, and a wonderful place as well. But this song I wrote right after the World Trade Center attack. This is called Pac-Man. Like a Pac-Man board, I wanna know how many power pellets till I get to your door. All the angled streets and the blinking lights. How many of my clothes on your floor? How many of my clothes on your ghosts aren't that far. There's smoke on the island, and all five boroughs are watching. There's smoke on the island, and all five boroughs are watching. I am on a lonely road, and I am traveling. you're approaching my moves, and I'm on a joystick ride. I'm moving on to my next three lives, and I'm a quarter junkie, and I'm thirsty for you. My backup dancers. Here's another new one. I came equipped. This goes out to the flooded river. A great, great film festival. A great gathering place for us all. Thank you. This song references the river, which of course can sometimes take one over. A river, I think I'll go by land. If love was a river, a shifting sand. But love ain't no river, strong arm to deliver love. I'm a drowning man. Gotta get my temple muffs back on. If love was a river, I think I'll go by air. If love was a river, what's up there? But love ain't no river, strong arm to deliver love. I'm a drowning man. I'm a drowning man. I'm a drowning man. lightning across the yard. It's brewing like I am. It makes me mad when you don't just speak up. Crickets fight. The train sounds. And thunder wins it all. Sky's about to open up. So am I. The whole sky's about to open up. So am I. The whole sky's about to open up. So am I. The whole sky's about to open up. The rain is getting harder, and the wind picks up speed. You can hold a lot of things, but you can't hold me. Turn it all off. It's just like she says, the spirit is love. So I'll hold fast to the mother, cause she turns me around. I'll hold fast to the mother, she turns us all around. I'll hold fast to the mother, and she turns us around. Hold fast to the mother, and she turns us round. Hold fast to the mother, and she turns us round. Hold fast to the mother, and she turns us. She turns the whole sky's about to open up. So am I. The whole sky's about to open up. So am I, so am I, so am I, so am I. Cool. I got a couple more songs for you. This next song is the first track of my new record, which is called Blasted. This is a breakup song. All right, hit it, alligator. Human beings, human beings. To rely on my notebooks now. Need to get it down when I'm down.
Down, down.
Listen up when I'm up. Chase my words around. Chase my joy. Whether to words you are away from you, boy. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
I said na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
There's a kettle of knowledge on the stove. It knows that we go where warm goes. And I'm about to go. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
I say na 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 na
na na na na na.
My whistle gets so hot, which makes me get all fired up, which makes you want to fuck me, but oh so hard to love me through the bridge of this, through the bridge of this. Na 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 na. I'm sitting in a haze, messing my best friend's kitchen. Comfortable in it, yeah. Our love had been the ocean of me. Now you're swimming off in her sea. Cross it to get away from me. Change your name, found your fame, and took back your ring. It's a cloudy day with the sun making its way back to me. It's a beautiful walk, the stripping on top. It's a beautiful walk, the stripping on top. It's all booze and trash. So you would say in your language, you're a tattoo stashed under my eyes. Bang!
Na 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 na.
Ooh, I'm settling. Getting my feathers back together. Took a minute or so to remind me who I was. I'm not a ring, I am more for sing. Ah, earth shakes. Ah, earth shakes. And I was shaking.
Whoa.
Oh, I was shaking.
Whoa.
There's a highway
between
us. I'm about to get on it. Feel the places and darkness. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Na
Thanks again to Bitch for taking the time out to interview with us. You've been listening to one of her live performances in Winona, Minnesota.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.